Austin, thanks so much for the time. What was the game plan going into that game against Newfield, and how do you feel like you guys executed it?
The game plan was really to, like, compete as a team and make sure that we were firing on all four cylinders. Mainly to hit the outside, because that's, like, what we kind of like to do. Our line did great. Our whole team played as a team, and we came out successfully.
Obviously, you accounted for 5 total touchdowns, 2 through the air, 3 on the ground. You threw for over 200 yards. You rushed for just under 100 yards. Was there a moment in that game where you kind of thought to yourself, all right, this might be a good game for me. This might be a good afternoon for me down here at Newfield?
Not really. I mean, us as a team, I felt like we played very good, so that was like one of my pet peeves, I guess. We kind of all worked together, and yeah, we came out successful.
How important is it for you to be balanced as a quarterback in the sense of being good at the passing game and the rushing game as well?
I feel like it's good. It keeps the other teams off balance a lot, that's for sure, because they don't know if I'll run or if I'll pass. Yeah.
I got to ask, is there one aspect of that game that you prefer over the other? Do you prefer slinging it around a little bit more? Do you like running and trying to make guys miss? Is there one that you favor a little bit more than the other?
I like both of them. I like doing both of them at the same time. I like running out of the pocket. If I have one of my guys downfield open, I like to pass to them. Running the ball also, I like doing that too. I think they're both on the same level.
Austin Hunt with us here on BTL from the Groton football team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health, accounted for 5 touchdowns in a 54-6 win over the Newfield Trojans. You're 2-0 to start the season. A couple of big lopsided wins to begin the year. What's allowed you guys to have this great start so far?
Our coaches are very hard on us. Everybody comes out 100% at practice. They always work hard. We don't really have a lot of guys this year, so it's a challenge. But we have kids from Modified that come up and help us too during practices and stuff, and they'll run plays for us. And all around, we just have a great football program.
Obviously, a lot of you guys play on both sides of the football, offensively and defensively, and I'm wondering if you can key in on both of those sides of the football. What do you think has been working for you guys from an offensive standpoint and a defensive standpoint?
So I want to say for defense, just our coach drawing up our team's plays and stuff, making sure that we know what spots we're in. On offense, I mean, really, we like to find the defensive soft zones. We like to beat them that way and make sure that we came out successfully.
Austin Hunt is with us here on BTL. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health, had 2 touchdowns through the air and 208 yards and rushed for 97 yards and 3 scores in a 54-6 win over the Newfield Trojans on Saturday. I'm wondering what kind of goals you've set for yourself personally this season.
My goals, doing the best that I can to help my team. Going to states, winning states. Last year we kind of got a little held up in our sectional game, and I kind of want to help out and bring back that, but go past that and win, go to states. also want to be a big part of offense and defense, make the coaches happy.
Nice. Is that collectively one of the team goals, too, is to win a sectional championship and advance as far as you can?
Yes, it is.
I should have known.
Since we were little.
I'd believe it. Obviously, when you look ahead to what's to come over the next month or so, the record is pretty indicative that you guys are having a good season, you're doing it with domination, but I'm sure there are some things you'd like to clean up or get a little bit better at. What are those things? What would you like to see this team improve upon as the season goes on?
Special teams we could probably use some work on, like blocking-wise on kickoff. Mm-hmm. Kick return. And then also on kickoff, breaking down, making the tackle. I know I've done it a few times, just going right past the guys. Not really. I mean, I break down, but not soon enough. I also think we could start off a little bit better. Last game we kind of started out the first quarter kind of but we bounced back and our line did a great job after that.
Well, it's been a great start to the season for you and for the team as well. And Austin, before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here to wrap things up, which is called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we give you five random questions so that I get to know you a little bit more, the listeners get to learn a little bit more about you as well. And if you're ready, we'll rock and roll and get right to them, okay?
All right.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with these. First question for you. What is your all-time favorite movie?
Happy Gilmore.
It's really good. Good choice. Second question for you. What is your favorite piece of sports memorabilia or maybe your most prized possession? Do you have anything?
I don't really know.
Well, maybe at some point it'll be like one of those sectional championship medals or trophies, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Third question for you. What's a hidden talent that you have?
A hidden talent? I don't really know, honestly.
Being a good football player.
Yeah, I'm a good football player. That's not really hidden, though.
It's getting out there more and more and more. Be on the lookout, Section 4. Fourth question for you, Austin. If you could travel to one place, anywhere in the world, and spend a full week there, where would you want to go?
I want to say Hawaii.
There you go. Good choice. I could use a vacation, too. Final and fifth question for you, Austin. If somebody gave you $1 million, what is the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
Give some to my parents so they can retire.
There you go. That's a great answer. I love it. Hey, Austin, like I said, it's been a really great season to start things off for you and Groton over there. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes here on BTL, and congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you for having me.